for this season is a prayer for Nigeria. There are some nations that God has chosen, just like God chose Israel. And God calls Israel his firstborn. Israel is not his only son, but his firstborn. Israel is a prototype of how God deals with a nation in order for him to bring such a nation into national transformation. So Israel is that template. The dealings of God with the nation of Israel is that template. And there are other nations that God has called, God has chosen, because he wants to manifest a mighty feat from those lands. It was in the nation of Israel that God, in bodily form, in the person of Jesus, was made manifest. And he had to walk on the land, walk on their politics, walk on their civilization, to bring them to that point where they could play host to the King of Glory himself. And every land that God has an intention to orchestrate a mighty visitation, he also watches the politics of that nation. He watches the economy of that nation. He manipulates the nation so that the nation will be able to play host and become a what is springboard for that which he intends to do. And God has been watching us for a long time. And you will notice that a lot of our presidents die in office. It is in nations where there is such a strategic interest of God, like such as ours, that critical political and very drastic and erratic political shifts take place like that. Anytime there is a form of intensity that seeks to deviate the landscape away from the ordained purpose of God, something erratic takes place, an intervention from heaven in order to quell the situation and to bring the corporate persona into further alignment. There's a movement of God that is beginning to germinate in the soil of Nigeria. It's a movement of cleansing. It's a movement of renewal, and it's orchestrated by God. It's gaining momentum by the day, by the hour, and it's beginning to infest and infect like a plague. Hallelujah. And the devil must have seen the potential of that movement, and he wants to fight from overhead to see how to stamp it down. But there was something that Jesus told Saul when he encountered him on his way to Damascus. He says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" It is hard to kick against the barbed wire. Don't ever forget that. It's hard. That which we ordain from eternity, you cannot extinguish it in time. It is hard to kick against the barbed wire. The body of Christ is called, is enjoined. In this current prayer alert, I've been sending alerts on social media, sending alerts on Facebook in this season, calling the people of God to prayer, and as many as can hear, because it's not a time of talk, cheap talk, not a time of lingo and linguistics. It's a time for prayer. It's like a nation in bed pans. The daughters have been brought to bed, but there's no strength to bring forth. The prophet called it a day of blasphemy and a day of rebuke. Such is this day. It's a day of blasphemy, where the name of the Lord is about to be trodden under the foot of men, and all forms of abominations in high and low places are carried out untouched. Bloodshed carried out. Nobody speaks about it. Becomes legal. Becomes in Zamfara state, men and cows have equal rights. It's a land. It's called a land for all. Land for all, men and cows, they have equal rights. Just wait for the cow to cross the road. Don't be in a hurry, because it's a land for all. All kinds of aberrations, all kinds of abominations. Hallelujah. The warrior church will have to arise and give up a cry that will capture the attention of the heavens. And then you see the difference when a spirit is involved. Hallelujah. Why are they afraid of the Ezemo of the village? A spirit follows him. When Jehovah decides to step down, the best of our calculations becomes wrong calculations. All through scripture, you see the scripture is full of the miscalculations of the devil. One of which is that they killed Jesus. They thought that if they could put an end to Jesus, he will stop bombarding and disturbing the kingdom of darkness. And but when they killed him, they set him free. They made him more powerful. While he was Jesus, walking in the body of flesh, he was only one Jesus. But when he resurrected from the dead and defied the devil, he became a life-giving spirit. And even in the mosque, the person leading prayer, if he says Jesus is Lord, salvation comes to him in the mosque. It has happened before in Kano. Somebody wanted to lead prayer and he shouted, Jesus is Lord. They had to bind him hand and foot, but the word went out. And that utterance was responsible for a lot of people's convictions that changed thereafter. He became a life-giving spirit. He could float into somebody's heart. Yesterday he was a murderer, and today he becomes a man that preaches about the way. Became more deadly. Could no longer be arrested because he lived in the hearts of men. And that was a major miscalculation of the devil, such that the Bible says that if the princes of this world had known, if they could turn the hand of time, that would have been an event that they would have wanted to be blotted out. Miscalculations of the devil. Hallelujah. It was never intended the way Egypt was fortified by 12 strange spirits. The civilization that broke out in that land was precipitated by witchcraft and by understanding in darkness. It was impossible. It was unthinkable. Hallelujah. That such a civilization could be brought down, but unknown to them. A boy that was raised in the palace of the great king. Such a boy that was knowledgeable in all the wisdoms of the Egyptians. Such a boy will become the destroyer of the architecture of darkness in Egypt. And the power of wizardry that was orchestrated by genies and jabberies could not detect that Moses was the salvation of the people. Oh my. There were many miscalculations of the devil. And I came tonight to tell you that Satan is not in control. Many miscalculations. He grew under their nose as he rose as a little child. No sorcerer was able to peek that there is illumination to break forth in the life of this. He rose in the darkness. He was already trained in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He knew the way of the spirits of that land. So God had to reintroduce himself to him. By training, by education, he was supposed to be a spiritist also. Someone that was qualified to hold the scepter of the serpent, which was the symbol of Israel. He had all that wisdom, all that training, all that level of discipleship. But it came to pass that he saw a fire that burned, and the bush was not burned. You know the Bible says that he maketh his angels spirits. He maketh his messengers a flame of fire. The angel that came to minister to Moses allowed the fire that he was to burn, to glow, to become visible. That was a sight, a spectacle that no sorcerer in Egypt could do. Could see fire burn, but the bush were not burned. He was drawn to see that side because he was a spiritual man himself. When he looked upon it and God saw that his attention was called, he called him. It was by the hand of him that called him that he went back to that same territory that he ran from, and he became the mystery by which the architecture of darkness was dissolved. The scriptures, they are full of miscalculations of the devil. And just as it seems now, it seems as if the devil is winning Nigeria. We have, you know, the Bible. Have you read the end of it? Book of Revelation. We won. Oh my. We won. It looks as if he's in control today, but somewhere along the line, it's only God that knows all the variables. He will emphasize a variable that the devil did not preempt, and the course of the story will change. Just like it changed for your life. You did not intend to be a preacher. You did not intend to be a mighty intercessor. You did not intend all of this. But there was a point where a variable was uttered, and your story changed. The great God, the creator of the heavens and the earth,
He is about to concoct another mystery. The Bible says his wisdom is past finding out. Just in case you are doing a research program and they say your topic is the wisdom of God, no need to do the research. Alright? It has been judged already that wisdom is beyond research. Hallelujah. And just in case you get questionnaires out and you get some things, a modicum of knowledge to put together with references and experiences, just in case you put that book together, by the time you are submitting it, there is another new dimension of wisdom that just broke out that you did not include in your writing. So your writing will become still the very day you submit it, because the wisdom of God is past finding out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, so the scriptures is filled with the miscalculations of the devil. Do you remember the story of Ruth? Naomi. How they left. Their movement was not orchestrated by divine direction. They checked the all share index for foreign exchange. Check all the indices of economics, the inflation rate, the recession, the indices of recession, indices of inflation. And when they looked at the economy of Israel, they felt it was not a place that had the potential to support their destiny. And they did not inquire of the Lord, and they made their move. Left the land. Meanwhile, the city where they left was Bethlehem. And the meaning of Bethlehem was the house of bread. They left the house of bread in search of bread. And then what happened was that the breadwinners of the family, they all died. Her own husband, her son, the other son, and only widow women left to tell the tale of the burden of life when the breadwinner is taken. It was a hopeless situation. That was why the other daughter-in-law had to escape. The burden was gone. Nobody knew what was Ruth's motivation to follow that old woman that did not have so many days to her years anymore. It was a risk to make that choice. And somehow, it was as if it had ended. And then God now comes upon the scene. And then he uses a permutation, just opens a window, and then a reality that was never anticipated opens up. That is how Jehovah works. You see, when you have come to the end, you say, okay, this is where we are. Then he manipulates a variable. You know, the Bible said that the cattle upon the thousand hills, they belong to him. He said if he were hungry, he would not come to your house. He knows locations to go. He knows safe houses to go. Boots of treasures to stumble upon. Your kitchen cannot satisfy him. There's no need for him to show up there. In every situation, there are actually buffers. Things that God has put in place. Just in case the devil wants to do his best. And when he has done his best, then he opens another variable. And then a new story, an entirely new story that was never preempted by the enemy begins to roll out. A story that Satan has no input in his unfolding. And so a new life was given to a widow woman that all she knew was sorrow and death. She nursed people to death. She nursed her father-in-law to death. She nursed her husband to death until she lost that fear for death. But out of that level of despair, that woman was raised to become part of the bloodline of the eternal dynasty of Jesus. Because the devil is not in control. Maybe your challenge is financial. Maybe you are just stuck in a particular angle, hedged in. When you look this way, there doesn't seem to be hope. Doesn't seem to be hope here. Doesn't seem to be hope there. And you are about to lose hope. It's because you don't know Jehovah. That's when he steps in. When your own ability, your wisdom has failed, so that you will not confuse yourself for him, he will allow you to try first and fail. When you have accepted that you failed, then he comes and he adjusts just one variable. Then something new begins to break out. That's how salvation is. Hallelujah. You know, the devil cannot tell the story, can only tell the story from life to death, because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God starts his story from death to life, because he's the only one that is the resurrection, that is the life. So the story of salvation began on the cross. All of you and me, we were on the cross with Jesus. That's, your life was backdated to that cross, where you were brought to an end. What you are living now in Christ Jesus is something that came up from the dead. Something that the devil doesn't have control over. Only God can tell this story. Have you ever read the book of the prophets? Oh my, redemption. Redemption. May the Lord help us. Redemption. It's a strange story. It's a story told when man comes to an end of his ways. And then God manipulates the variable. And then something new begins. Something that the devil never thought had the potential of existing. There was no knowledge of that that was ever given to him, that beyond this point there was existence. Just like he did not know that beyond Jesus' death there was any other possibility. But today the Bible reveals that if him, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he never knew that there was capacity in God to carry out that feat. So he thought that death was the end. But death became the platform to begin another creation. A creation that the devil was totally exempted from. An existence, the layout was perfect, but it began with hopelessness, death, emptiness, and darkness. And if the princes of this world had known, they wouldn't have given Jesus that opportunity to orchestrate an entire creation in which logic, righteousness, justice, judgment, and equity, the brightness of the purpose of God, can yet be fulfilled. Because Satan made a mistake. There was a miscalculation. He will miscalculate something about your own life. Turn your Bible with me quickly. You see, I just discovered that the devil doesn't understand prophecy. I've come to that conclusion. He can understand the lyrics, can understand what he says, but even you that prophesy cannot determine how that prophecy will come to pass, because there's a mystery. Oh man, you are not with me. Stay with me this night. There is a door that you are not aware of. That door is a secret door. That's the door the Lord opens when every other door is shut. And only people that are foolish enough to be faithful to God can go as far as reaching for that door. The devil doesn't know about that. The spiritual realm is held up in a lot of secrecy. And the reason for that is so that the devil will also help in advancing you towards fulfilling what God has ordained. Oh, you don't believe him? I have a scripture for that. You know, the Bible says that it's what Jesus that said it. He said it in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 31. He said, I've forgotten the quote. John 12, 31. Now it is the judgment of this world. Now the prince of this world is cast out. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You see, that's a strong statement that Jesus made. But he made the statement and said, if I be lifted up. You know, if, it's a statement of probability. If by any means I'm lifted up. One of the things we can draw from that if is that it is not Jesus that will lift himself up. Somebody will lift. Abi? But if by any means he's lifted up, what will happen thereafter is a constant. It is an if, because he is not responsible for lifting himself. Somebody must have to do the lifting. And unfortunately for the devil, he was the one that did the lifting. Because Paul said, if the princes of this world had known, they wouldn't have crucified the lifting, the King of Glory. So it was the devil that helped to lift Jesus up. The same thing that Jesus could not do for himself, that was required to be done in order for him to draw all men. Because the whole process was shrouded in a mystery, the devil did not know that he was helping the process to prosper. That's redemption. Redemption finds expression in such a way that even your enemies aid his fruitfulness. Because there is a mystery that is attached to it. There's a mystery. And so don't think the end has come when you come to your own end. Your own end is a good place. It's a very good place. In fact, I will show you in the theology of grace, you will find that God normally doesn't step out to assist the man until that man accepts that he is incapable. In the theology of grace. And many times we don't say that verbally. We don't say that you are incapable, because many of you have so much confidence in yourself. What God does is that he allows situations to bring you to that point where you see the obvious inefficiency, incapacity of your human ability. Maybe you didn't confess it, but it became an understanding. So that if it begins to work now, you know that's not you. What I'm saying is God is the one that controls that economy that is beyond you. Even the devil himself is not aware that there is such a possibility. He has the key of the secret window. He has access to the secret part. Yes, he has influence around the secret door. And he opens the secret door when the devil believes that he has done his worst. And then he flings that door open. Then a new possibility, a new reality begins to break out. Have you already lost hope? Have you already come to that point where you say, oh my, I've waited long, my days have expired, my possibilities have been drowned? I hope you know that Kumuyi's current wife was 64 years old and she was never married. Married the first time at 64. I know it looks strange, it looks very strange, but that's the truth. He is the controller of the key to the secret door. Alright, so let's talk about that secret door a little. As we look upon the book of Job chapter 28. Hallelujah. Let no man's heart fail him. The devil is not in control. It's not in control. Devil is not in control. It's not in control. When you begin to receive blows from the devil, and the blows are concentrated around a specific time, get ready. The secret door is about to open. Just when the devil thinks he has won, then God opens that secret door. The reason why I didn't tell you before, so that one, he can test your faithfulness, whether you still work with him if your understanding is unfruitful. Secondly, it's so that you can see his might. Because you have come to your end. That's why it's called Jehovah, the omnipotent, the omniscient God. And when you say there is no way, Baba will say there's a way. He said with men these things might be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Are you there in the book of Job? Quickly, let me introduce this. There's fire in this place. There's fire. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 28, from verse 7, I begin a teaching on the secret part. The one you are not aware of. The secret door that you have no knowledge that it exists. Those are the things that God puts in place to ensure that at the end of the story, we will win. Hallelujah. There is a path which no power knoweth, which the vulture's eyes have not seen, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. Hallelujah. It's a secret path. The availability of that path is not disclosed. All of our adventures of faith
of prayer and praise, we have done it without stumbling upon the knowledge that such a secret path exists. This path is so concealed that even the fowls do not have knowledge of its existence. It's a path that the vultures have not seen. It's the path that the baby cubs of the lion have not walked upon. It's a path that the lions in their pride territory have never stumbled upon. Hallelujah. There's such a secret path. Hallelujah. Now jump with me again to another scripture quickly.
It's a secret path.
We'll do 1 Corinthians
chapter 2. Verse 4.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. How be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that cometh to naught. We speak the wisdom of God. How? In a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So there's a hidden wisdom. And God, the purpose for which God hid that wisdom is so that at the point where He will disclose it, it will lead us into our glory. Right? But it is hidden wisdom. It's of that wisdom that the Bible says that eyes have not seen. It said ears have not heard about. It said it has not occurred into the heart of man. That wisdom exists, but it is hidden. And it is not hidden away from you, but it is hidden for you. Because it's ordained unto your glory. The devil has no knowledge that such a wisdom exists. He has no insight that there's such a plan. Hallelujah. No insight. And you too, you don't have. It's hidden. So it's hidden from you too. And it's in your interest for it to be hidden from you when you don't need to know it. So that your faithfulness can be tested. You will think that God has reached His end. And then you begin to become unfaithful to Him. It means you disqualify yourself to access that wisdom. But to be sure, that wisdom exists. But it's not hidden from you, it's hidden for you. But you need to pay a price to stumble into it. But that wisdom, eyes have not seen. He said, ears have not heard of it. It has not been received by inspiration in the heart of any man. That's a mystery. Something that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that has not yet crystallized in the heart of any man, is tantamount to a mystery. So he says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So these are the two scriptures I'll be talking from as we pray together. Because for many of us, God is going to take you through that strategic path that you never knew existed. For instance, I was born a stammerer. There were many things I could do, and many things I could be, but not a preacher. When you look at my aptitude, you know, there's this aptitude test that they do in primary school. The teacher will assess you and say, okay, punctuality. Use of English. Alright? And to a great extent, if it's a very sensitive teacher, the points on that aptitude chart will give you a good insight into the psychological composition of that child. Hallelujah. For instance, on my own attitude sheet, you know, those days we had vocal power as one of the items on the template. My own vocal power was always 1 or 0 because I was a stammerer. And based on that aptitude sheet, you could not envisage the possibility of an orator, a preacher, evolving out of this child. Alright? When God opens that path, even your teacher will be wrong. The one that marked your aptitude, your potential, will be wrong. Because he never saw that coming. All of that was hidden away. And the devil thought that this was, okay, these are the variables that I have to contend with. And then suddenly another door opened. And the entire template changes. I came to tell you that the devil is not in control. There is a secret part in your life. And when it's as though the devil has done the worst, he will open one of them. When he broke the yoke of my speaking impediment, suddenly I began to discover an ability. That if I can think about something, I can explain it. And so sometimes I'm taking high in the spirit, and I'm seeing, as I'm teaching, I begin to see those scriptures in form of visions, and I begin to explain them. That's how that all chants. The thing is tied to my vision. If I can see it and my mind can hold it, forget about the talking. It to come out. Even words that I've not looked up in the dictionary, I literally receive them to give muscle to intangible things that I see in the realm of the spirit. One of those teachers saw me preach here and you know, he thought I was using charm to talk. Because in those days, I could not utter words. It was a secret door. Even my mother, when we went to local church to preach, I was preaching. She came and sat in the meeting to hear this. This is my son. In fact, she didn't find seat, so she was in a parking lot. So she was hearing the English, hearing the voice. He said, no, that's not him. Because he didn't see that door. Didn't see the door. It was strange. You can go beyond what the aptitude, what the teacher marked, you can go beyond it. Even what your father said, you can be this, you can be this, you can be that. He spoke as a man. He spoke in an environment of knowledge, putting some variables together. But there are several variables that are not unveiled. They are sealed. So he said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth. There is a path which the vulture's eyes have not seen. This woman followed me. When I proposed to her, I was a classroom teacher. Oh my. You know, may the Lord give you understanding. Everybody wants to marry a man that has a jeep running. Maybe that jeep is actually his coffin. It's his coffin. But because you are not seeing far, you saw a jeep. But what it is a coffin. Hallelujah. And I spoke to her about a destiny. Amen. A possibility. Then I had only one shoe. It was white colored. White. It was a white shoe. I assure you, you will not be able to see that destiny if you see me on that shoe. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, she was the child of a professor. The only child for 15 years. Has her own room. All of that. Me. I don't know what it looks like to have your own room. What will you be doing with the room? May you not, as a young dancer, may you not lose your way. May Baba give you the insight to see that path which no fowl know it. Let that become the basis upon which you make choices for tomorrow. No fowl. So my mom did not see that a preacher could come out of me. She saw a stammerer. She knew I could read for long. I can read from 11 to 5 a.m. I can study like that. So she wasn't surprised that academically I was sound. So hopefully they were thinking I would do something. That's why I studied music.
at some point. So I was asking them to buy me a musical instrument so that I could practice at home. They said, hey, shut up. Go back. Go and study. Hallelujah. God, they did not. They did not see. But see, there were things that God kept. And all the school that I did, all the learning I did, all the times I was in the lab, I'm not using any of that training today. The thing I'm using today in my office work, I had it all the while. My love for numbers. I love numbers. I like putting them together. I like mixing them. So now we do statistics. We gather all the statistics of distribution of petroleum products from here, analyze, know the market share. Oh my God. I can finish in 15 minutes. Numbers. That's my game. I like playing with them. You know, I enjoy my job. I like my job because it's standing on one of my aptitudes. The other day, they called me. They said, hey, your data is wrong. I said, oh. I laughed first. And I told the man, you don't know your job. Go back to it. Go and check. Go and check. Because my data can't be wrong. Sorry, but it can't be wrong. Because, you know, when you are drinking Coke, you like Coke, you won't leave any litter. Is built on my aptitude. Right? That's number one. Then number two. This one I'm doing now is built on the grace that God gave. That grace opened this mouth. And the blessings I have for you, they are inside. When I say it, it will happen. So if you accept what situation, what circumstances are placed on you, it is because you don't know that there is a part. A hidden part that no foul knew it. I remember those days when I began to pray and intercede. I had a personal prayer life. When I struggled and now got a personal prayer life. When I succeeded. After a long time of struggle. Hallelujah. Then I began to pray. And while I was praying in the church one day, God now said, as for thee, this is the covenant that I will have with you. I have put my words in your mouth. You know, it's the touchlight of God that is shining on that path. Put your words in my mouth. I was still a Samaritan then when he spoke this. I put my words in your mouth. And I put my words in the mouth of thy seed, and in the mouth of thy seed's seed. At least 3 generations of preachers will come from me. At least. That is minimum of 3. He spoke to me on the altar. I said, okay, you gave people different things. Me, you gave me your word. Where? This is the same mouth that is afflicted by stammering. I said, all right. Then for a long time, I will read those things to myself. I will pray in tongues. My own portion is that he puts what? Last week, a few days ago in Jos, I was preaching. People started crying. Some. I have not finished. It's a long sermon. I have not finished the sermon. People could not sit down again. People. It was a fulfillment of what God said. That for you, I put what? A secret part. The devil did not know that out of that stammer, a man that God will put his words in his mouth will arise. Hallelujah. Preaching in Taraba a few days ago, and I was on the pulpit, and the power of God came. Oh Jesus, I was enveloped so that my vision was like this. That is physically. Whenever that one happens, because when it opens like this, I see the spirit. When it goes like this, I see the natural. So I was seeing like this. Then from the pulpit, I could see a cripple. So I called one of the ushers. I shook him. I said, go back there. Meet that cripple. Slap the leg. The person will jump up. I said, it's not about you. Just take it. He took. He went there. With faithlessly, he slapped the leg. Back, back. The woman jumped up. Dry leg. She got to walk. We lost that service. After she began to walk the service, we lost it. I was trying to continue my teaching. The words in the mouth. But something else had happened. There were sick people that I did not pray for that just started getting healed. Four deaf people, they began to hear. Jesus. The whole place was scattered. That was not, my mother could not see that when he carried me. If you conclude that you are exactly what your situations have predicted now, it is because you have no faith in that part. It's a secret part. No foul knows about it. The lions have not entered into it. The vultures have not peeked into it. It's only God that can unveil that which is hidden. Hallelujah. The whole place scattered. The whole place scattered. The whole place. Hallelujah. We were there that night. Commissioners in Taraba, they were in my hotel till 10 o'clock in the night, begging for a prayer. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, I didn't pray any special prayer before I went for that meeting. I was doing all this work, doing statistics. Then I finished. I sent it as a mail. Then I said, God, where are you? That was what I said. I wore my suit and came to church. And then I started seeing visions like this. I could know your name because the thing will appear. If I just wait a little, when it goes like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, you are Anna. It will like, I've never had that experience before. I could even know your phone number. Did you? Hey, 1, 2, 3. Okay, you are Joseph. Like that. When the woman now stood up, service ended. No. The whole place. Never seen that kind of stuff before. There are things that will happen in your life that you yourself would be amazed. That's what God wants to begin to do. He wants to begin to open that path. That's why I came to tell you that the path, the secret path, is about to be open. The secret path. Some of you will mount up with wings like eagles. Several things that were impossible before will become possible because the secret path is about to be open. I want to arm you with a prayer point as we pray. I will teach on it much more tomorrow and show you how to navigate there. The devil is not in control. The woman began to speak a language. You know, I'm not good with languages. I only know English and I know a little of my own dialect. Spoke a strange language. There was strength. Strength. And she was just, she would raise hand, then she would put the hand on the chest, then she would speak that language. I think God has never answered my prayer like that. I could know everything. Nothing was a secret. If I wanted to know how much money, what is all this? Even in the church, some were witches. But I had to leave them. You know, oh my, there's strange things began to take place. The secret doors will open. The secret doors will be open. I don't control it. I've never experienced that before, actually. But that day I began to wonder whether it's a prophet that I am or an apostle. Sincerely, I say, what am I? Wait, what? What is happening? What is this? Did you wait? Just stay, be patient. It will open. 1, 2. Okay. People were afraid to greet because. Hallelujah. Job 28. Let's take a scripture. Job 28, verse 11.
That's where we're going to pray for. The hand of God was so powerful. That's the scripture you'll be praying for. Or praying with. He binded the floods from overflowing. And the thing that is hidden bringeth he forth to light. There are things that are hidden. They were sealed up by glory. God intended that their disclosure will put you on the advantage against your enemy. And so the Bible says he binded the floods from overflowing. What he did at the Red Sea, gathered the waters together so that the belly, the things hidden, can be what? Brought forth to light. Ogbe, there are things hidden. When those things begin to come to light, you won't need somebody to encourage you that your destiny is bright. You don't need the encouragement. It's so obvious. It's so obvious. So obvious. When for a crusade, the equipment was 300,000 for hire. Have you imagined that to hire the equipment was what? The equipment that if you start, if you hold the mic and say, holy, the thing do, boom. Jesus, 300K. But you know what? Rain began to fall. And the owners of the equipment came and dismantled it. So by the time I came to the pulpit in the rain, there was no mic. Meanwhile, there were souls that needed salvation. I preached without mic. I gave altar call without mic. Then I stretched my right hand like this. People began to fall without mic. Falling, rolling. I casted out devils without mic. Until the one that has the equipment had to came, he came and gave his life to Christ without mic. It was a micless day. But the hand of God came down. The next day we had mic. That next day, a man born deaf and dumb from birth, the ear open, and the guy began to talk for the first time in his life. It was a wonder. It was what? I didn't see that coming. God didn't even tell me that he will open somebody's dumb mouth, and that was the first time I saw a dumb person. Mouth loose. Oh my. The things that are hidden bringeth he forth. God had told me since about the day of miracles. He told me since. But I see power. Enough of power. But I see little miracle. But the day of miracles, it just started now. That one was hidden before. But he has decided to do what? To bring it to light. Bring it. I've been in a meeting before. I sat where I sat down. When I finished, one woman now went, maybe probably sweeping, to sweep the hall to prepare it for evening service. So she made mistake and sat on the hall and then began to prophesy. She prophesied for 2 hours. 2 hours. They were calling. I was at home. They were calling that there's problem. There's what problem? A woman. It's a day of wonders. That day was there, but God hid it. Now, the thing that is hidden, what? He bringeth forth to life. That's a prayer. Your day of marriage is hidden. Can you ask him to bring it forth to life? There are many things about your life that are hidden. Bring it forth to life. We are going to pray that prayer for 15 minutes, just 15. And some things we open here today. Now, don't pray faithlessly. Pray with faith in your heart. God is set. God is set. The devil is not in control. There are things that God hid
deliberately in order to put you in a place of advantage. So ask him right now. The things that are hidden, bring them forth to life. Bring them forth to life. Bring them forth. Bring them forth. This is your time. Urosalamande zoni alaba. Mahata bon shanakare mosatembre. Bokota balahaba. The things that are hidden, things that are hidden, bring them forth to life. Let there be a visitation that will bind the floods from overflowing. Anything that is covering that which is hidden, let it be bound from overflowing. So that the things that are hid will be brought forth to life. Ambere sula ala kase nani kongre sata mahanda. Oria salimo konda salabade kosketa mina handelia. Ata bara sombre zahiza rata manto brata talama oria sanda. Aleluya. Bura mahambe sokala. Bura mahanda, bura mahanda. Sabroga, bate, scontre, esecali, marasulia, dasse la canta, maforia, manta la soche, padino, sando, racomba, sicla, pada, cande, e che basso, bala, curia, sala, catama, mande, sonne, kenga, dia, la canschemo, onga, bata, soche, baga, da hicaba, a cappello santo, baia, canda, sula, Rikamanda, ekamanda, 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 sunda bakata malata, ekaskombra satan belekuda, aite benda sando kalia, eskombre seleka rika sanda, arama sakaya boda, arama, 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 ilasaka, the things that are hidden, the things that are hidden. Bring them forth to life. Oh Lord, Sayeko Paranasi, Leson Brete Talaboga, let that, oh God, which conceals, that which conceals, let it give way, 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 so that the things that are hidden, you will bring them forth to life in the name of Jesus. Obana, Seliga, Bascombre, Makalatoske, you have not seen the best of your days. You have not seen the best of your life. There is something that your eyes are yet to behold. It was kept covered, it was kept sealed by the glory of God. The Bible says that God has hidden it for your glory, not from you. Hey, on the day in which it is uncovered, it will become an access route, an advantage that will strategically position you against the enemy. Weep not. It is not time to be afraid. Ask the Lord tonight and say, that which is hidden, I ask that you bring it forth to life. That which is hidden, bring it forth to life. He binded the floods from overflowing. And the thing that is he bringeth forth to life. Kovaranama. 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 Sandele korotoposa. Rahis kembreze vada mantola. Badres kofatabris kabeda kunde. Entamisa halato masahita. You are discouraged because you don't know that which is hidden. You are troubled because you don't know what is hidden. What is hidden? What has been ordained unto your glory? What God has set in motion to ensure that at the end and in the end we will win. There is a strategy, a wisdom of God that is at work, and you have not seen the end of this matter. Something else is about to break forth. The thing that is he.
bringeth his thought to life. There are things he has kept from you. He has kept locked. He has kept shut out. It's because when you need his input the most, he will open the door, a strategic door, and suddenly a new horizon will open up, something you never anticipated. God will make a doorway. He will make a window. He will make an access route. And you'll come into a new world, into a new day, under new possibilities, new circumstances. The devil is not in control. God is in control. Yeah! I banish that fear that is in your heart. I banish that discouragement that has taken over your heart. I banish it. I banish it. I command you tonight, step into faith. For our God is a God of knowledge. By him actions are weighed. He said, he that stumbled, he was defeated. We strength, the battle will be overturned. The strong side will fall, and suddenly God will emerge with a joker. Satan is not in control. Aye! Zobaninga paste dele kumba eke pasupa. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Praise yourself, strengthen your stakes, enlarge the place of your tent, because God is about to do something new. He's about to open the door. He's about to open the window. There is a path which no power knoweth. The vulture's eyes, it has not seen it. The lion's words, it has not trodden upon it. Something is happening behind the scene, and God will launch you into that which is doing. Satan is not in control. I am Okosa Palata. I am Malekete. I am Misalabo. Let's say, hey, this is the pattern in my family. This is the pattern in our kindred. You will defy the syllabus. You will become a new living template of possibilities, because God will do a wonder through your life. There shall be a sign from the heavens above. God will do a wonder. I am a Masanda Babora. Rakosame. Weep not for the lion of the tribe of Judah. He has prepared. I am Osala. Everything in your destiny that has been beclouded, that has been covered, every part of your story that is yet to find expression, I provoke it. He findeth the floods from overflowing, and the theme that is hidden. Bring it to life. Rabosa ete, Rabolo kosamanda, my kabaye kosa bake nabila, I kabala nasanda. Ambrasgedo pokoto monda, ikabara satebo koda, empresa kaile, ikabeso boda mantaya, ayeta parana, ratabashaka bakaya tamoko. Ah, atabagoko nama. Hey, you cannot be weary now. Because these are the days of answers. The days of answers. Some may trust in chariots. Others may trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. These are the days of answers. Has God spoken a word over your heart? He will bring it to pass. No weapon, no weapon called, no weapon fashioned against you shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment will condemn it. We condemn it. He will make the diviners mad. He will cause, that even them that are wicked will lack the capacity to perform their enterprise. There is something about to happen that the devil does not know. The witches do not know. The wizard does not know. It's a hidden path. It's a path that no fowl has ever looked upon. I am all. Kayebo sama kaparata. Raka patala baboto kodama. I am kompanda. Raka pengo sama hata. Rebo saka bayeto. Lift up your head. Oh, ye be thou lifted up, ye everlasting God. The King of Glory, the Lord Almighty, He will come. He will come with fire. He will come with glory. He will come with power. Lift up your heads. 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 Oh, ye gates. Lift up your head. The King of Glory, He will come. With men these things might be impossible, but not with God, not with God, not with God, not with God, but with God, with God, all things shall be possible. Don't accept the lie of the enemy. The devil is not in control. He will bring you out of the swamp, out of the confusion, out of the pit, out of the grave. He will draw you out. He will draw you out. Those dreams of darkness, those dreams of evil, that's not your story. You were born with the dominion mandate in your spirit. Ah, your life will tell the story of dominion. The devil is not in control. Glory to your name. The grace of God is coming upon the body of Christ in a way like never before. That which the devil was afraid of for many generations is about to come to pass. It's about to come to pass. The remnant church has been in intercession, and something has happened in the spirit. There is a gate that has been opened. There is a gate that has been secured, and the devil will not have victory. The hand of God is mighty, and is mighty upon this nation. God will not stop God will kill some people in order to make an access route for that which he intends to do. The window of destiny. Anything that is sealed, it will be open tonight. Kuramasika. Rufene saika bonda barakatu. Rukavaraneska vize helebo. Batula batula. Arika banto sama. Rikansele. Podigavata muko. Resopete. Grompeta kudako zavuganata. Andre kosakula. Arekos kande. Alato minekata isahika manda. Everything placed on your life to limit your destiny. God is at war with limitations. Tonight. He brings you out of the grave, out of the swamp, out of the pit. It breaks the stranglehold of limitations so that destiny can come into lamplight. God is jealous for your life tonight. Ileso paleko paliska brante ko palatwa. Ala namo mosako tamene kempre santo monda lana hapa. Zila nama mama nakatale. Prefotendo samando koba. We give you praise. The bars of iron are giving way. The gates of brass are coming under strong fire. It's the time of the fulfillment of prophecy. The devil is too late. The die is already cast. The morning breaks. Rejoice. The morning comes. It comes with light. It comes with illumination. That which is hidden suddenly will be brought to light. Glory to your name. I see somebody praying for a long time, asking God for an intervention, a petition. Something that I've been bringing before God for so long. And I see the Holy Ghost coming to meet you at the point of that prayer. Yeah. Yes. I see him coming to meet you at the point of that prayer. That means he wants to answer the prayer now, this night. He wants to answer. The person I'm speaking about is female. And I'll ask God for a confirmation so that you'll be sure. You'll be sure of that. That anointing is to confirm that it's you. The time of liberty. Your time of liberty is here. Glory to your name. Zeliketa munga barata sekumbria basena. Kovresele kumbasu natwa. Roskapalata mante bregede. Urekasi. Semine kabona. Kabona,
Kahorna. Marika Sote. Yes. Yes, it's your time. It's your time. It's your time. Kivasa menoko presga benatea. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Because of time, I'll have to stop. But somebody received the gift of prophecy during this service. And I saw that. Because of time, we'll have to stop. God has decided to remember his people. Thank you, Father. Now, you see, there is somebody, God is drawing you. I'm seeing you in a swamp, something like a quicksand. And you are drowning. You are drowning fast. You are drowning very fast. But God is bringing you out of that swamp this night. This night. He's doing that right now. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out. Bringing you out. Tomorrow morning marks a new day in your life. The things that were impossible before will become possible. They'll become possible. They'll become possible. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray for you briefly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you because of the season that you have brought us into. A season of answers. A season of answers. Listen to me. The spirit of prophecy is still strong and is coming stronger. This time I can't resist it. There's that prophetic spirit is hanging in the air, hanging in the realm. It's coming. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. Hallowed be. Hallowed be. Hallowed be your name. 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 Hallowed be. Hallowed be. Hallowed be. Hallowed be. Hallowed be. It's becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. It's becoming stronger. Very soon it will begin to spread. Very soon. It will begin to spread. To begin to spread. It's begin to spread. Utterances from God. 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 It will begin to spread. That grace, that anointing will come on other people. It will come on other people. It will come on other people. Say he came hosali kamina abolo sento abolo manahala. It will begin to spread. It will begin to spread. It will begin to spread. It's a sound of renewal. It's a sound of renewal. God is renewing things. He's renewing things. There is a river that is washing. A river that is washing. A river that is washing. A river that is cleansing. A river that is cleansing. A river that is cleansing. It's taking away. It's taking away faults. Taking away presumptuous sins. He's washing it out. He's washing it with intensity. There is a work of God. There is a work of God that has been kindled. There is a work of God that has been kindled. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's a river. Out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly comes rivers. Rivers of living waters. Rivers of living waters. Rivers of living waters. Father, renew the vessels. 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 Sanctify the fellowship. Sanctify the fellowship. Let the altar of incense burn with fury and with fire. Let the testament of witness that is established, installed across the Benue River, lift a flag that will speak peace to the region, speak peace to the nation. And let that which locketh in darkness be overcome by the power of light. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. For one among us here, your warfare is ended.